Like any city or town, a lot of Huber Heights' revenue, especially for the schools, comes from property taxes. And those taxes depend on values assessed by Montgomery County. Property owners can contest those values, and that's what this company backed by the hedge fund Magnetar is trying to do. What's unusual is that the company contested hundreds of homes at once. Sue Gunnell, Huber Heights School Superintendent, says failed levy attempts and state budget cuts have already put the district in dire straits.
We've already made reductions of over $14.5 million. It was just one more piece that was impacting our ability to efficiently provide services to our students.
Now the results are in. The town will have to pay Vinebrook, that's the rental management company, $184,000 in over-assessed taxes, much of it from the schools. It's a relief, says Gunnell, a drop in the bucket compared to what it could have been. And Dan Bathan, the head of the property manager Vinebrook, says tax reassessments are just a part of the business.
I intend to put that money and much more back into the houses and into the community so that, as time goes on, you've got a better home, which, you know, hopefully attracts great tenants who have wonderful children that want to go to the schools.
The theory is the higher values in the long run will benefit the schools and, well, everyone. But as prices rise, will people eventually be priced out of the Huber homes, which right now are a decent, low-income rental option? Bathan with Vinebrook says, yes, some could. And that's all a part of the business, too. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.